As we come to the sixth in the series of seven sonnets on the theme in the wilderness, responding to seven paintings by the artist Adam Bolter, which you'll be able to see on exhibition in St. Margaret's Westminster, all set in the deserts of the Middle East. The sixth one, Adam's painting, is of one of the great desert fathers, Abba Moses the Black. He's painted him as a shadowy figure in a dark cave mouth high in the rocks near Petra. The story of Abba Moses is a very remarkable one. He was, prior to his conversion, an extremely violent bandit and robber who terrorized travelers in those same desert and wilderness paths where he later himself became a monk. And we don't know the exact circumstances of his conversion. He seems to have encountered Christ in the wilderness and been radically converted and turned around so much that it's said that the grace of God worked in Moses to the extent that as much as he hated humankind before his conversion, in Scetus he came to love everybody. He received all visitors with joy. He lived to the age of 77, but he was martyred and foresaw that martyr. He himself died a violent death at the hands of raiding Berbers and accepted it with grace, saying that it should be fulfilled, that he who had lived by the sword should die by the sword. And I think his conversion gives us hope and encourages us to pray that those committing violent atrocity in those same deserts today may also have a change of heart. So here is my sonnet, Abba Moses the Black. You were yourself what everybody fears, sickening terror in the wilderness, roadblocks and robbery, as hatred stares from the eyes of a cold killer, practiced, pitiless. And then you met your match, outdone, undone by one whose wounds pierced deeper yet than yours, one victim's agony met you alone to touch and parse a gospel in your scars and turn you to what everybody needs, all understanding, all forgiving grace, a radical humility that bears and feeds the needy, lets them blossom in the place where love has planted them. Your martyr's blood still seeds and feeds and nurtures us for good.